Well, now, let's just see here. If I look through this paperwork, well, this is very, very interesting. Look at that. Well, let you look at that, huh? Well, I had no idea it was going to be all organized and whatnot.
Hey, Rufus, what are you, what are you up to? What are you doing? What are you going through the papers? I
apologize. I was looking through your paperwork here, and I was thinking that maybe what this company needs is a little bit of organization and such as that. An organization, okay. You understand?
Yeah. Wait, so you're not here to, like, shut us down or have a contract or threaten to fire us or any of the weird stuff you normally do, like take our lease away?
No.
I don't know.
None of that. No. Just
whatever,
relax.
All the crazy stuff that you usually do, you're not here to do that
Son, now listen. I'm Rufus T. Rufus.
Hey, buddy.
And I have turned over another leaf
really?
In my life.
Okay.
And I hope that you don't mind a little bit of help
not
with your business. if you will, is go through your schedule and make things, make a little bit of sense.
All right.
So let's say you're doing your little show here.
The Bumper Podcast.
Uh-huh, that one.
Okay.
And then let's say that pig wants to do some other show on the side.
He does a lot of shows, yeah.
And then let's say your robot over there.
Robot, yeah.
He wants to do a little something or something. Then we can do that. We can organize the space. We can organize the output. We can organize the content creation, if you understand my drift. If you can catch it, is what I mean.
Yeah, wow. Have you been reading books or blogs or... this is great. You basically want to be the stage mom of headquarters.
Oh, no, I ain't no stage mama. Talking about. Come on.
That wasn't meant as a bad thing. I was just saying you want to, like, get us together and motivate us and organize us and get things moving and get things rolling and get things shaking, right?
Hey, that makes a little bit of sense, okay? I just didn't understand.
Hey, come on.
What's he doing here?
Hi, everybody. It's me, Aloysius J. Pig. I ain't been on a Bumper Podcast in a long time because I've been so busy climbing the Himalayas and, you know, going to the grocery store and eating a box of cookies.
Yeah,
you know, things
you
that
are.
I do as a pig. So, what is he doing here? Gonna extradite me or something?
No,
please,
son.
No.
Listen, little pink piggy boy, I'm here to help out.
He wants to be our stage mom, pig.
No, again, I said I'm not gonna be the stage mom. I did already say that, so let's just make that point clear. Point and counterpoint. Let's make that point clear.
Nice.
Understand?
You even got skills. I didn't know that. All right, well, so, Pig, here's his plan. He wants to organize the schedule, and so when you want to do a show, you do a show. When I want to do a show, I do a show, robot, whatever. And so we actually have the space organized and scheduled so that we are actually putting out content on a more regular basis, which is what we've always wanted to do.
If I was a chicken, I would have said, exactly.
But you ain't a chicken. You ain't a chicken.
Exactly. Oh, come on.
You ain't a chicken. You're more like a bully, because you bully people. You're like a bull, you know? So, you know what? Hey, listen, Bumper Car, if you're cool with this plan, I'm cool with this plan, but I don't trust him so much, you know, just because of prior experience and whatnot. But, you know, if you're cool with whatever he wants to do, and if it all works out, then boom, bam, bing, all right? Because it's a good thing. Boom, bam, bing, that is a good thing. You got me?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Everybody's
I'm looking at you,
today.
You're looking at me. We're boom, doing the rhymes. Boom. 1, 2, 3. Okay.
Boom,
that's fine, right? Cool.
Yeah. So, okay, well then, I think that's as much of a cosign as we're going to get from Pig.
Cosign this, that line, I don't even need no contract because I'm out of that business, turned a new leaf, you see, and so I'm going to go over here, I'm going to go through my paperwork, and...
Yeah.
I'm
going to tell a little story now.
Yeah, of course you can. Okay. You got a little story to tell, a little something.
Yes,
do it.
Okay. Pig, did you have anything you wanted to talk about today?
No, I ain't got no interview or nothing. No, what I didn't. I, you got to start scheduling people. Is what I can't schedule when people get an email from me and it's just like, hey, a pig just emailed me. Then they don't get back. But if you email them, you know, you got a little bit more pull in the industry and whatnot, and maybe they'll actually do it. I don't know. So I would love to do more interviews. So just get on that. And he can schedule it, whatever he do. Okay? Whatever he do over there. All right? All right, so I'm going to go back to sleep because it's too early for me for Tuesday.
Bro, it's Thursday.
What?
Yeah, it's Thursday.
It's already Thursday?
Yeah.
Well, then it's too late for me, bro. I can't keep up with this whole thing. Piggy's out?
Did you just say piggy's out? That's amazing. That's your new hashtag, piggy's out. And then whatever you do. See? Internet points. Bing, 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 bing. To you.
Now, son, I don't want to get into your business, but as a scheduler, I would say the show's running out of time. So if you had something you wanted to talk about, now is your time. Good day to you, Piggy, sir. Piggy's out. Hash browns and all that. All right? I'm going to go work on my paperwork. You tell your story, and this is going to be the start of a beautiful thing.
Okay, well, cool. So, here's my thing, is a few nights ago, I had a dream, and it was a weird, cool dream, and my brain invented a new place, and I've been trying, it's called, the place is called The Other, and I'm friggin' copyright and whatever, so it was so cool, I was asleep, and usually what happens is in the middle of the night, when you're, like, deep in sleep, I don't seem to remember my dreams, but when the kids get up at, like, 5:30 or whatever, and then I get to sleep for like another 30, 40 minutes, then that's when my crazy, lucid, weird dreams happen. And so this is what happened the other day, is we were all in a car, and it was a blue car that we don't have anymore. It was a Jetta station wagon. And at some point, we're driving, and I kind of veer off to the right up this mossy hill. And there was a wolf, and I don't remember if he was in front of us or kind of to the side of us. But as you're going up the mossy hill, it kind of has this weird psychedelic vibe. And then everything does, the world kind of turns upside down, but it also folds into each other. And then we're in a place, and it's called The Other. And I can't even tell you how it's stuck with me and how cool it was. But it was also, it had like shades or tinges of scary stuff, of darkness in there in The Other. And here's what I do is anytime, and I always like, it sounds a little corny, but the universe gives me something that makes sense to me, that works for my brain, then it's, I hold on to it. And this is the first time in a long time, because I have Coffee Can Alley. That's where we all live, obviously. Obzi, that's where the adjusters live. That's where Motha Sheep, Robot, Pig, that's where headquarters is, whatever. The dust bunnies are over the mountains there. But this is the first time that, like, we have a new crazy... It's like my video game dream world got an expansion pack the other night. And it's called The Other. And I want to explore it more. And I want to figure it out because it's one of those things where it was in a dream. And it's been a few days. And I've been writing stuff down about it. Like, I mean, I don't know. There's mine carts. There's a lot of, like, hedges or bushes, like wild bushes at the edge that are, you can see dark shadows behind them. But then there's, like, crazy colors all everywhere. And the sky was a different, like, everything was a different tint. And there were, obviously, there were a lot of talking animals because that seems to happen a lot in my world. And I don't remember. And then it was kind of weird, like Narnia, right? Where all of a sudden, and it might have been when I woke up, but the world, it re-expanded, it like turned back on to its normal axis, and then I was out of The Other. And I feel like ever since then, it's been just like Jack and Lost, where he's just like, I gotta go back! Because I want to explore The Other more. I want to figure out more of what's happening there, and who lives in The Other, and like, where is it in relation to Coffee Can Alley, and how does it interact with that? And has it always been there, or is it just a brand new thing that just appeared? I don't know if it's cool to you, but to me, having my world expand like that is bananas! And just, it's called The Other, which is terrifying and weird and cool to me! I don't know. So that was my experience the other night. And so now every night when I go back to sleep, all I'm thinking is just like, I want to go back to The Other. I want to go back to the other. I want to go back to the other. And it hasn't happened yet, which is kind of frustrating. And it might be because it's insanely hot and humid in my room, so I'm not sleeping very well. Or it might be because the other is gone. I don't know.